Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about how to get verified on TikTok. This is quite possibly one of the most common questions I get about TikTok. So we're going to dive on in. I will give you guys the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to this whole verification process and some of the mystery behind getting verified on TikTok. But first things first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, guys, so I'm really excited to talk about this today because I feel like there is so much mystery behind how to get verified on TikTok, and it's something that I really just want to break down because, you know, tonight I was actually watching a couple different videos that were suggested to me from YouTube, and what's really, really interesting is I was watching these videos and I saw basically every single one of these YouTube videos was a scam, and it really made me nervous for people. I really hope people don't fall for it, but basically verification doesn't work how you think it does. So one of the ways that certain people on TikTok were able to get a verification regardless of how many followers they had is based on those who had a crown on Musical.ly. And if you had a crown on Musical.ly, you were automatically pretty much converted to a verification as it became the TikTok platform. So it's kind of one loophole, I guess, for certain people, but that's not going to apply for most of us who are here talking and connecting about this now today. But one thing I really need to share is that I spent a little bit of time trying to see like what was out there about verification, and most of the YouTube videos I saw were scams, and it really freaked me out. I couldn't believe that these big popular creators were putting out these videos that said how to get verified on TikTok, and they had these third-party applications where it was like, one was like Oxygen or something, and it basically like logged you into your TikTok account, which is totally a liability. It's how you can get your TikTok account hacked. You can get banned from TikTok. So there's all these scams being perpetuated by really popular YouTubers. And I just needed to create this because I really don't want people to get scammed. I hate scams. So there's several different ways that people get verified. And so the first thing I want to dive into, because this is kind of the underbelly, the ugly side of all social media platforms, there are black markets for verifications. And so this is true on TikTok, on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, all of the platforms. It's anywhere from a couple $1,000s to $10,000. It can be absolutely crazy. I've never participated in the black market for verifications because there are honest ways that you can get verified. And so we're going to dive into what those look like. But just remember that you never want to go through the black market. And here's why. If someone's charging you for verification, you have absolutely no way of getting your money back if they take your money and run. You have no recourse. And so I want to just let you know that the black market is not a safe way to get verification. Now, all verification is done through the actual TikTok corporate, through their creator launch team. That's where celebrities and musicians and popular creators are connected, and that's how people get verification. Now, I personally worked with someone who had an in with TikTok corporate before I got mine, and so that was really helpful for me. And I'll share with you why it was I was able to get it, but then I'm also going to share with you what the next steps are for you. So I now have that inside connection with TikTok and the creator launch team, which is awesome. But remember, it doesn't mean that they just give it to anyone, and I can't submit anyone for a TikTok verification. They're focusing on celebrities, big brands, very popular creators, people who are likely to be public figures and possibly knocked off. And that's what they're really, really looking for when it comes to people that they want to give verification to. There's no like published guideline as to who they decide gets verification. But like I said, there's those couple of things that they look for. It's popular creators, public figures, musicians, celebrities, news anchors, TV personalities. That's what they're looking for in terms of verification. And there's not necessarily a limit of number of followers that you need to have in order to be considered by TikTok as one of those people. So just know that that's kind of like the behind the scenes. Now, here are all the factors that TikTok looks at and what made it possible for me to get my verification. Okay, so first and foremost, they are looking to see if you have continually growing follower numbers. That is super, super important. So they're checking to see, is this person consistently growing their following? Like, is this someone that's likely to be a big figure on this platform? The next thing they're looking at is your overall watch time. Is it growing? Is it trending in the right direction? I know that the month that I got my verification, I had just had my first viral video, and so that made it a lot easier. And then I had my second and third while it was in the process. And so literally I had on the first one nearly 1 million views. It happened really fast. And then the second one had like 900,000 views, and all these things happened super fast at the same time. Now, another thing that they're looking for behind the scenes at TikTok is, does this person have press or PR? And I have those things because of our other businesses. So for example, I've been featured on The Today Show, Cosmopolitan, The Huffington Post, Entrepreneur, Medium, on a whole bunch of different publications. I think last time I checked, it was like 29 major publications. And so it makes it easier for them to say, okay, this is a public figure. This is someone who would be worth our time verifying because they're building and establishing a brand. One great way to know if you have press is if you've worked at the PR agency, you can ask them for a list of the publications you've been featured in. And if you haven't had that, then one great thing to do, this may be right for some business owners, but not for everyone, is to invest into publicity. And so that's a great way that you can build a long-standing brand. And I never regret, I've actually never hired a PR team, but I never regret the time that we've put into getting my press and all of the different features on social media. Now, a couple more things that really help. If you have videos that are starting to really go viral, and of course, viral standards are different on TikTok, but on TikTok, if you're starting to see videos that are getting hundreds of thousands of views and even millions, TikTok is going to start to take notice and say, okay, this person is serious. They're a creator that's here to bring good to this platform. And so you don't want to be someone who's continually like upsetting TikTok. I see a lot of people who create content like bashing TikTok, and I'm like, that's a great way to never, ever, ever get verified. But for some reason, that doesn't click in people's heads. And then the final step, and this is really helpful, is verifications on other platforms. So I'm verified on Instagram and on my Facebook profile. And I'll share with you guys kind of how I got those because I think that that's really impactful. But the more verifications you have on other platforms, the easier it is to get future verifications. So my first verification came from actually my Facebook profile because a bunch of copycats were actually taking my profile pictures and some pictures of like my kids, and it really scared me because they started to use those to create these fake profiles to sell like cryptocurrency. And so I took screenshots of all of those and sent them into Facebook, and I said, hey guys, I'm really concerned about this because they're using and diluting my personal brand. This makes me so nervous. And the next week I got verified on my Facebook profile. So then about, I want to say 6 months later maybe, I applied for verification on Instagram when I had like 90 something thousand followers, maybe even 100,000. I think it was like 90,000 followers. And I applied for it just in the app, which in case you're wondering, I have a YouTube video, which we'll link to in the show notes, a YouTube video about the exact process that I went through to be verified on Instagram. And it doesn't work for everyone, but when it does work, it's an awesome thing because it's totally free. So I applied for that. And of course, it was easier because I already had the verification on my Facebook profile. And so then it started kind of that snowball. So I was now verified on my Facebook profile, verified on Instagram, and then it continued to snowball from there, made it easier for TikTok. But like I said, when you are ready to be verified on TikTok, it's not something you're necessarily reaching for. You have a big following, you're going viral, you have some kind of celebrity or public figure behind you, you have press on Google, and you're going viral with several videos. It's also a lot easier if you have verifications on other platforms. Now, if you guys found this to be really helpful, do me a huge favor and subscribe to my podcast, and I will give extra bonus points, brownie points, to anyone who leaves a review, because that would be incredible. And I'm not very good at asking for reviews, so I wanted to ask for those now. Just find search for Social Media Secrets in the iTunes store and leave a review, an honest review of if this podcast has given you any value. And of course, I've dropped a whole bunch of resources for you guys. They'll be awesome in your TikTok journey and social media journey if you go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. See you later.